This is the 2012 SCAC Men's Soccer Tournament Preview. Today we're joined by Centenary College Head Men's Soccer Coach David Orr. David, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
Jeff, thank you.
Centenary finished the regular season portion of its schedule with a 5-12 record, 2-8 in the SCAC. Talk a little bit about what your mindset is as a coaching staff and as a team heading into your first ever SCAC tournament appearance.
Well, we're very excited. I mean, it's been a while since Centenary's had the opportunity to play in the conference tournament, especially through the transition from Division I to Division III. So this is something that the players and the coaching staff are all looking forward to. So, we've had a good season so far, up and down for the most part. But like we tell the guys, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So we're really excited about our opportunities going into the SCAC tournament.
David, it's interesting you mentioned it's about how you finish and not necessarily how you start. Centenary comes in with a 3-game winning streak, including their first two conference wins in the SCAC ever. Talk a little bit how you hope to maintain that momentum and how do you continue that momentum coming into the postseason event here?
Oh, sure. I kind of felt like we were building towards this. Obviously, with a very young team, a lot of hiccups as well along the way, but some of those can be expected, and then sometimes in the middle of the season, you've got to go through something very challenging to bring yourself back to reality and where you really are. And we've gone through that, and I think at this point in time, we're starting to kind of find ourselves. I don't know. I'd love to say that we're a championship caliber team. I think we're a young team, so that's really, if you look at our season, the reality of that may not be as obvious. But we're definitely a team that feels very comfortable in our shoes right now. And really like our opportunities to be competitive going into the tournament.
This is the 2012 SCAC Men's Soccer Tournament Preview. Today we're joined by Centenary College Head Coach David Orr. David, you finished as number 6 seed in the 6-team event. You'll draw a 3rd-seeded Southwestern. You play them tough in the first go-around before dropping a tough 6-0 loss. What are going to be some challenges facing Southwestern for a third time this season?
It's not very. The hardest part is the fact that you're playing the same opponent for the third time. That sometimes poses a problem both for both teams. Whether you've come out winning both games, losing both games, or splitting. But we felt that in game one that we were definitely a competitive team in that one. In the second game, we struggled. That was in our, I guess, hitting rock bottom, so to speak, in the middle of the season period. So it's really hard for us to look at that second loss to Southwestern as something that we can draw experience from, in the sense that, you know, we just didn't show up that day. So we really want to make amends. We want to show that we're competitive in the SCAC. And to be the best, you got to beat the best. And Southwestern's done a good job this year. So we're really looking forward to that game.
David, finally, what's going to be key as you look to gain that win against Southwestern and spring the upset?
I think for us, it's just going to be a matter of being competitive for the entire 90 minutes and not giving just one good half of a performance, but to give a 90-minute performance. And, they're a very good team. They've got some high-quality players, especially on the attack. And if we can do our job defensively as a team and transition well to offense, I really do like our chances.
Centenary College Head Men's Soccer Coach David Orr and the rest of his Gents squad square off against 3rd-seeded Southwestern in the quarterfinals of the SCAC tournament on Friday, November 2nd at 7:30 Central Time on the campus of Trinity University. David, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you.